From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Colombia appear to have narrowly rejected a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum Sunday. The vote delivered a stunning blow to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. Mr. Santos said he would send negotiators for talks with the FARC in Cuba. He also said a ceasefire would remain in place. The rebels say they are still committed to continuing peace efforts. Colombia's election authority announced that the no side had received 50.2% of the vote compared to 49.8%. for the yes side. Low turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though voters overwhelmingly rejected the mandatory relocation of asylum seekers. According to Hungary's National Election Office, with nearly all the votes counted, 98.3% of voters cast their ballots against EU quotas. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017. She made the announcement Sunday in an interview with BBC Television. Meanwhile, sober words from David Davis. He's the UK Brexit Secretary.
On both sides of the Channel, we must resist the temptation to trade insults to generate cheap headlines. There's been some bluster in the aftermath of the referendum, perhaps inevitably. But these negotiations are too important for that. Instead, we should all think carefully about where our common interests lie.
David Davis is the UK Brexit Secretary. If you'd like to see more on this and other stories, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces advanced in the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media report the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. The New York Times newspaper says U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns, which may have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents. VOA's Michael Bowman is covering the story.
The significance of this, if it turns out to be true, is that under U.S. tax law, if you incur any kind of loss in one year, that can offset any gains you have in subsequent years. And so it didn't take people very long to figure out that in subsequent years, Donald Trump may in fact have paid no taxes whatsoever, and that seems to bolster the case made by the Clinton campaign that, in fact, the reason Donald Trump has not released his tax returns is that the man may have paid no taxes whatsoever for many years.
Meanwhile, speaking at a black church in Charlotte, North Carolina Sunday, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said the nation should do more to protect what she called all of God's children. She said black grandmothers have more to worry about regarding the safety of their grandchildren than she does. Without mentioning him by name, Clinton indirectly accused her opponent Donald Trump of fanning the flames of resentment and division. Voters in Brazil went to the polls Sunday to elect local mayors and city councils. It was the first election since President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment, and analysts expected a big loss for her Brazil Workers Party, or PT. Returns indicate that the PT has lost control of the city halls of four of the five state capitals in which it was running, including Sao Paulo. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte apologized to the world's Jewish community Sunday for comparing his war on drug traffickers to the Nazi Holocaust during World War II.
There was never an intention on my part to derogate the memory of the 6 million Jews murdered by the Germans.
Duterte said Friday, "Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. There's 3 million drug addicts. I'd be happy to slaughter them." He admitted his comments last week left a bad taste in many mouths. He did not apologize to the critics of his tough and often violent crackdown on suspected drug users, producers, and sellers. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.